Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why, but she did. I thought we would. We're fortunate enough to have Master Oliver with us for about an hour today. He'll be here in about an hour, maybe a little more. But I'm going to let him talk to you about how to launch these things. He's done a bunch of right? And in a little bit of this, we'll accomplish all that through today too. And then I know some of you guys are flying out today, so I plan to wrap up 2-ish, 3-ish, something like that. So probably will not take a long lunch break, take a little snack break or something like that, and then power through, so you guys can catch a flight. But I wanted to sort of share with you the Inner Circle big breakthroughs of last week, right? And these are all worth, some ink, right? So let me see if I can remember. Number one, which was really simple, really effective, is... Let's do big picture first, and then I'll fill you in on the details. Like I told you, the four biggest lead generators that we have right now, are internet, community outreach programs, business to business, and these pizza party things, right? These graduation things, right? This internal referral thing that we make different all the time, right? So those are the four big ones for us right now. Probably responsible for 80% or more of the enrollments in this week right now, right? But business to business is kind of like a broad topic, right? I mean, what do you do with the other businesses? There's a lot of opportunity out there. So what all of our guys have been working, what all the Inner Circle guys and us, of course, what all we've been working on over the last couple of months is, really tweaking these B2B processes and trying to get them to work really well, right? And, obviously with B2B, you've got a very traditional lead box, right? You've got like ad cards, which basically are just, like rack cards, what I'm saying? Where you're just, the two big distinctions obviously are the lead capture box. You're actually getting data, right? They're actually filling out the little form and dropping it in the box, and then you go collect them every now and again. Which, by the way, does anybody do a big lead box campaign at all or not much? It's so labor intensive that it becomes cumbersome. But Jimmy Mack, he advertises in the magazine, and he was actually going to be out here this weekend. Jimmy Mack will actually come and do it for you for like $400 a day, right? And he'll guarantee you he'll get out like 40 of them a day, right? So in like 3 days, maybe it was 30, whatever. But like in 3 days, he'll have 100 lead boxes in your area.
He'll place them in the business.
He'll actually go do them. And he'll take your staff member with him and teach him how to do it and introduce him to all the contacts, manage all the contacts for you and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. You may want to think about that. We're going to do a bunch of stuff with him, on our side of the fence.
Do you have some contact info on him?
What's that?
Do you have some contact info on him?
Just look in the magazine. He has an ad in the magazine.
What's his name?
Jimmy Mack, M-A-C-K, J-I-M-M-Y-M-A-C-K. It's in the back of Martial Arts Professional magazine. What's that?
Jimmy Mack. All right, comment back.
Exactly. But anyway, this follows, there's any million pieces of media you can use for that, right? The little ad cards we have on print on demand are like 3 inches by 2 inches by 3.5 inches, and they have a little offer section you can customize on. You got to be using the print on demand thing, man. It's awesome. It's really cool. Right now, I'll be honest with you. Right now, all the print material that's up there is very basic, right? There's not a lot of like long form flyers and stuff like that yet. I did all the simple stuff first. I did all the seasonal stuff first, like Christmas gift certificates, Valentine's that the kids hand out to their friends.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving, Halloween, all that stuff. The Valentine's are brilliant.
We got a bunch of leads off of that.
The Valentine's are brilliant, But anyway, so basically what you've got, the difference between lead box and any of this other stuff, is here you're capturing data. And here you're not. Now, this is much more labor-intense than that, right? Those are much easier. And the reason the format of the ad card is very small, we've got ad card and then a rack card. Ad cards are a little, about double and a half the size of a business card, and the rack card is a little bigger. And the reason you've got kind of a choice there is, it doesn't take up much of a footprint on the counter, right? That's an ad card right there. Yeah, these are brilliant, right? Yeah, $250 for 5,000 of these things, right? And you can get smaller quantities, too. I think you can go all the way down to 100, And what happens is you... Have you guys seen these?
I haven't seen them. Pass it around.
Have you seen it? Yeah, yeah. What it is... This is actually pretty good. See, I haven't really actually seen one in real life yet.
There you go.
That's what you guys did?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that right after...
I would capitalize Sunday. The L and the K in your URL.
Okay.
So you can see the difference in the words.
Do you have any more of those?
This isn't bad. Yeah, but when you look at this, look at some highlights. Keep in mind that almost all this is customizable, right? So how I built this is that your offer and your bonus are customizable. So when you go there, you just fill in the blanks, and it'll merge the words in for you. And unfortunately, the more words you put in, the smaller it makes the font, right? But yeah, whatever. But this is good. This actually turned out a lot better than I thought it would.
So these are B2B racks. Business.
Yeah, this is like a B2B thing. Well, I mean, you can use it for anything. This happens to be a bully, an anti-bully thing.
Okay.
But
yeah.
But anyway, it's a good example of the media.
Is
but anyway,
it a standalone rack, or is it like what kind of? I'm just a little piece of
just a little plastic kind of
business card holder.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That.
Yeah. But the moral of the story is what we've been trying to do is figure out how to tweak these things, right? And you've always got some businesses that'll be resistant and some that won't, and mostly. The big national chain franchises are more difficult to penetrate because they feel like they have to run everything through corporate and that sort of thing. But what we found opportunity in both, right? But one of the big ahas that we had over the weekend was, and we had done them Master Oliver had done them a few years ago and actually got them into Burger King, which was kind of big. But placemats, right? So what he did was, it was Robert Blum. And what he did was he had partnered with the local UPS store, which they have like a print house there too. They have like a copy shop there. And they made these 11 by 17 sheets of paper, right, white sheets of paper. And he put like a puzzle for a younger kid here, like let's say a 3 to 7 year old or something like that. And then he did like another activity over here for like an older kid, like an 8 to 10 year old or something like that, something like that. And then he sold the UPS store a spot here. Where they put their own little ad, which offset the cost of doing the things, right? So he printed up 1,000 of them for like $150, right? And then he puts the restaurant's name here. But then all this over here is his karate offer, right? So what the offer is complete this puzzle and win a free 2-week trial course, or complete this offer, win a free martial arts uniform, or complete this offer, win a free this, right? And his offer has like, kind of like ours does, like 5 free things that all add up to like $328 or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So basically, it's like the kids' menu in the restaurant, right? So now he's going into the restaurant and saying, okay, I'll provide these free menus for, these free kids' menus, free kids' activity menus for you. You don't have to buy them, you go have them printed. Just stick them on the thing, right? So we don't have results yet on the thing, but I think it's kind of brilliant, right? And the one he did was like a St. Patrick's Day theme, and it had like leprechauns on it, and it had a lot of character stuff on it, right? Kind of selling the value of his program. Yeah. So this puzzle here was all about, I think it was like a tic-tac-toe thing that had like key character words and things like that on it, like compliments and bonus.
Those are coming already in the basic package newsletter.
Basically, yeah. Just use that.
I mean, those are
just plug and play. Yeah, so swipe and deploy. Exactly. Yeah. So and you had a little quote, down here, and it's just all, you can use your creativity on that. But I'm gonna scan one of them and I'll post it up on the board. But very clever idea. I think that was a big aha, right? So now you're what this really does, right? Is what most people don't do. when we talk about business to business promotions. Again, this goes back to mindset, right? And you've got to program yourself to be the type of person who tries to find solutions rather than trying to find the obstacles, right? Isn't that what we teach our students, right? So you have to become self-aware. And you have to feel your own body and your own psychology. When you hear an idea, you have to then feel what you're doing to yourself, right? Now, a lot of people hear that idea and they say, well, that'll never work because, you know, Ruby Tuesdays is never going to put them in there, and that's really where all the kids go, and McDonald's is never going to do it, and that's where all the kids go, and, you know, screw that. You know, what you should be saying to yourself is, well, I know that there's restaurants, you know, I know that there are some restaurants that will do this thing, and it'll cost me $100 a night, you know. If I get one student every 3 months, it pays for itself. You know, that's how you should be thinking, right? So you have to be very careful with that. Now, what happens the second step is you go out and talk to Ruby Tuesdays, and they shoot you down, and you get your confidence hurt, and you never go talk to the second restaurant, right? But what problem this solves that I hear all the time when school owners try to do business-to-business promotions is if they don't have a mechanism like that, they take that little ad card, you know, that you had wherever it is. Todd's got it. It's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. They take that thing and they go into the business and they say, you know, we'd really love your help getting some students. Can you hand these out for us? And that's fine, but what do we learn about in marketing, right? What's the key paradigm, right?
So what's in it for me?
Exactly. What's in it for me? And they kind of go into the business without something in it for them, you know? And one of the things I told the staff members, by the way, one of the things we did in that little staff kind of session late at night was when I was running casinos, one of the things that was super, super important was, see, I had a bunch of layers of management, you know, so I didn't have to deal with, like, you know, frontline people very much. But when a manager or an assistant manager or something like that would come into my office, the rule of the house was you had to have both hands full. If you have a problem in one hand, you better be bringing a solution in the other. Right? Otherwise, if you only have a problem in one hand, then you're coming in to complain. And complaining doesn't help any of us solve the problems. So before you walk through the office door, have the problem, but also have thought of a solution.
Right,
and give me some options. Yeah, give me some options. You know, treat it like the President of the United States, right? When the Chief of Staff walks in the door, he says, here's the problem, here's a solution, what do you want to do? Right, and then that speeds the time it takes to make decisions. Right, well, this is the same sort of deal. Right, when you walk into the business, you should have both hands full. You should have what you can do for me and what that how that helps you. Right, now, in this economy, like in today, right, right now, there are businesses now that, you know, maybe haven't been willing to work with you in the past that are now, you know, dying to find opportunity to find new customers. Right. Yeah.
So I go into, let's say, Red Robin, which is around us, you know, and a lot of kids go there. So one of the things would be I would hand out free lunch to my students for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now my students, my list, will come to your place of business.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
It's kind of a more of a win-win idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get in there.
Absolutely. Space in your student newsletter,
yeah.
You know, all that sort of stuff. Have a birthday party, you know, whatever. Yeah, exactly. And what I found is, really, really, really effective, especially on these seasonal things, depending on the price point of the thing that they're selling, bribing them works pretty well, too. So, like these two are probably writer downers, too. Every Halloween, every Valentine's Day, every Mother's Day, every, what else? Let's start with those three. So, Halloween, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day. On all three of those holidays, little tent businesses pop up, right? So, think about Halloween, for example. You know, the pumpkin patch isn't there the rest of the year, right? But for 6 weeks or 8 weeks of the year, there's a guy with a van sitting in front of a big pile of pumpkins, right? And he's not there, you know. Now, he's selling a pumpkin for $4, right? So, you know, do you have that card?
Fourth of July is a good one.
Fourth of July is exactly right. Yeah, the fireworks guy. So, I mean, you do something like this. That's some sort of an offer, right? And maybe he stamps a little code on the bottom of it or something like that. And you take, you know, 1,000 of these things and you give them to him. Because you know he's going to sell 500 pumpkins, right? I mean, or Christmas trees, another one. Christmas tree, right? Christmas tree. So that's one, that's at least 5 a year, right? That's probably worth writing down.
Most of those are done by nonprofits, so they would like to earn money.
And even if they're not, they like to earn money, right?
Okay.
Now, see, think about their transaction size. Pumpkin transaction size, $4. Maybe they sell two at a time, $8, right? So if you go to somebody like that and say, hey, listen, you know, we really like to help local businesses, and we've got, you know, if you can hand this to all of the people that come and buy a pumpkin from you this, you know, the next 6 weeks, you know, we'll put your little code here. Anybody who comes in and converts in the school will give you $50 or $100, right? Would you pay $100 for enrollment?
Shit, yeah.
All day long. Right? All day long, right? And for him, he's selling $4 pumpkins. So how enthusiastic is he going to be to give these things to the people and tell them what it's all about? And you give him a little, you give him a little script, you know? You say, okay, just hand this to him and say, hey, you know, I didn't know if you knew it or not, but there's a great program right down the street that helps kids with their confidence and self-esteem. You might want to check them out. That's all he has to say, you know? So you've got, so what have we got? We got Valentine's Day. Let me write these down, because...
And that's
up with a couple ideas.
Fireworks might not be the market, but like the pumpkin patch definitely is.
Well,
you want to go in with the kids.
Yeah.
Kids picking out the pumpkin.
Take the card for that fire for the 4th of July and make it a free fire safety course.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. The whole thing is, you're just trying to find out during that season, especially where the families are going. You know, the kids don't have to be with them, but you where the family's going. So what did we come up with together? Valentine's.
Halloween's.
Day. Halloween.
Mother's Day.
I always spell Halloween wrong, by the way, guys. Mother's Day.
Christmas.
Christmas.
4th of July.
4th. That's a good one. That's a and you guys have an Independence
Day. And then, you know, stuff like...
you guys have Boxing Day? Or something like that?
July 1st.
It's July 1st, Canada Day.
Canada Day, that's right.
Oh,
no, Boxing Day, what's that? China? Well, that's China, right?
No, we have Boxing Day after Christmas.
It's the day after Christmas.
May 24th. Do you do Christmas and Boxing Day? My kids, they're now going to celebrate Boxing Day.
Yeah, the day after.
Everything's on sale the day after Christmas.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people do. They wait for it. All right, I guess let's go to the ball tomorrow.
You know, you also got like the sporting ones, you know, during the football season. They're always out there selling the NFL paraphernalia and all that stuff, you know, on the street corners.
What are they doing on Mother's Day other than flowers and chocolate?
Mostly go
to the florist.
Yeah, the florist.
Easter's the same thing because they've always got the
Easter
stands in. Buckets of flowers and stuff.
Those guys. So on this one, we're talking about kiosk-y kind of places.
Well, yeah. You know,
said like tent businesses, not like the long standing all year round.
And not that it makes any difference. I mean, like the florists are usually there all year long. But the only reason that just strikes kind of a nerve is just that you know that there's going to be a huge herd going there during that season, right? Because like where else do you get pumpkins, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like the grocery store, but not really. Not really.
But the pumpkin patch, especially around here, it's like,
let's go. That's a big deal.
It's an event for the family. So what am I doing with my kid? Let's go
run a field,
find a pumpkin.
You know what, Delaney Farm right down the street.
You know what else we found? Parades.
Yeah.
Parades,
candy.
Oh, you know why? We wrap a bunch of the flyers around the candy. We send a demo team out to all the different parades in our area.
Yeah.
And they just throw the stuff out. The kids think it's really cool because they're out there doing their karate stuff and get to see it.
Yeah.
And so the kids are doing the, you know, it's the candy at the checkout line.
Yeah.
I want to do that, Mommy.
Yeah.
You know, and we've actually had pretty good luck, and that doesn't take anything but a little bit of time.
Yeah, it's no money.
No money in that at all.
So yeah, that's useful.
You go to and buy candy, and it's cheap.
Yeah, that's useful.
Yeah, nice.
What other?
Is that?
Like, where else do they all go? Like all go. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what. What I'm looking at is, you know, where's the huge, yeah, like Christmas, like, you know.
Girl Scout cookie sales.
Ice rink.
Yeah, Scouts.
Oh, those Girl Scouts, man. They're relentless.
I know they are. And how many do you have? They are tenacious, how many boxes of cookies did you buy this year, bro?
Actually, I got away with none so far. I have a standing rule in my school that anytime some kids have a fundraiser, the first one to ask me, I'll buy.
Yeah.
And then the one else can. And so they all will run in.
Now, on the Halloween, I stole this idea from Matt Young last year. We actually got 8% participation in our strip mall. Mm-hmm. I printed up all the flyers. Mm-hmm. We did a candy trail. Mm-hmm. Everybody from the businesses mm-hmm. brought their cars out, decorated them. Mm-hmm. And we had 300 kids come through our dojo that day mm-hmm. for a Halloween party. We did games and stuff inside. I screwed up. I put myself in the wrong place. I put myself on the candy trail handing out candy.
Instead of
and put somebody else at the door to gather the leaves. And I said, nobody gets through this door without filling out a registration form instead of a permission slip. And we got like 12 leaves.
Yeah. It is a kind of a goodwill thing. It's useful. You get what he's doing, right? So he's taking all the businesses in the strip center, and he's saying, hey, we're going to have this big party, and we're going to bring all of our students to each one of your stores with all their parents.
So well, we did it right in the parking lot. We lined them up, bring your cars out, decorate. I provided trophies for the best decorated car. Mm-hmm. All the kids voted. Mm-hmm. And I filled it as a community service.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let's draw people into our shopping center. Everybody gets exposure.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you should have seen, there was one car that had a kettle out there with dry ice in it, bales of hay. I mean, it was...
Yeah, yeah.
It was a big event.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, any kind of, like, we did the health fair like that one time. We had all the businesses, you know, we had, like, the chiropractor and, the, you know, all those people, like, do the stuff, the health type thing. That, yeah, but Halloween's twofold, by the way. You've got the pumpkin patches, but you also got all the haunted houses, right? So that's useful.
Haunted houses in the school or haunted houses...
You go to the
all the other haunted houses where people are going to go. You know, again, they're what, a $3 or $4 transaction size. So you can bribe them pretty easy. You know, I mean, you can say, hey, listen, if you can hand these out to everybody who comes to the haunted house today, just say these four words. This is a great program for kids. Here you go.
Yeah.
You know, anybody who enrolls will give you $100. I mean, they do five of them. It's more than they made on the haunted house that day. You know.
Yeah.
So.
You do on Halloween too. I give out the passes to the kids and tell them. To you know, drop them in with their candy, and you know, you'll be surprised. You get about 30% of the parents who do it.
Yeah. You need to do that every year. You need to do that every year.
I had one of my.
What about the
one of my ladies? They all came back on the front lawn.
What about the school fairs?
Still gonna do it, but it was fine. I mean, her front lawn had all of them thrown on the front lawn for all the kids in the neighborhood.
Oh, they just pull them out of the bag and throw them on the front lawn?
Yeah, it's like they were indignant. She's like, I was picking those up. Like, did we get one?
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, so I mean, yeah, so you get the idea. So those are the kind of opportunities that you want to look for. Like, see, the transaction size is so small. I mean, Christmas tree maybe is $100, right? But still,
yeah,
you still have the same type of, so maybe it's 150 or, you know, whatever.
Like you said, I mean, if I'm out there, you know, hawking something for $4 and you come in and tell me you'll give me $50 for every one of those, so my transaction goes from $4 to $50?
Yeah, I do one every 10.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're thinking.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So you get the idea. So that was one of the big aha's with the menu, right? So that was the big aha, was that menu. So that's another one of these things that you can layer on to the business-to-business dynamic that's very low confrontation, right? Because there's something in it for them, of course. They get the free menus. They don't have to buy and all that sort of stuff. Plus, perhaps you can work some other kind of a back-end deal on it with, you know, anybody that brings the thing in, you give them XYZ.
I got an ongoing situation that just happened yesterday after I left here. A kid comes in, does an intro. His dad's the president of our town, Longmont, or the president. He's the principal of Longmont High.
Right.
And instantly, you know, I'm just...
Okay.
What do I do?
How much stuff can we do?
What do I do? Do I discount this guy anything? Do I offer him an education discount on a program because he's a principal of, I mean, obviously a huge herd? What would you do?
Well, I mean, yeah, you can. We have like a 20% thing, like any elementary school teacher or something like that. You know, we do like a 20% discount. But I mean, the real big deal in the school are these school programs. You know, so you figure out how to get in there and do. You know, high school is a little more difficult.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Was like,
but he's a principal, and they all talk to each other.
Right.
You know, one of the biggest deals that happened in Florida with us is we got in with the guidance counselors. The district chair of the guidance counselors. So she had us go to, like, the district guidance counselor meeting several times. So it's a room like this filled with, you know, 75 guidance counselors, you know. Keeps things interesting anyway. So it's a room like this with 75 guidance counselors in it, you know? And we pitched our thing, and we got, I don't know, 12 or 13 of them that year, and, you know, it's huge, right? So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a little difficult to some of the high school guys, but, yeah, give them a little discount and say, hey, listen, you know, by the way, we have this character development program that we do in the school districts, and, you know, maybe something you want to, you know, tell your friends about or whatever, and how can we do that? It's like one of those little cracks in the door that you got to try to find, you know?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where.
Hugely
valuable. I mean, obviously, it came in, the kid had a great time and everything else.
Yeah.
I made sure that after we talked yesterday, very, you know, I was asking the kid about his family and you know, his brother and his mother. Oh, could she come in on Wednesday? It would be great. You know, I need both of you guys to come in and talk to him. So I'm making sure that at the conference, they're both decision makers. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, good. So does this make sense? So, you know, you're looking for those types of opportunities.
We're starting right now, and I think that it's going to be really good. I had a lot of parents that are business owners themselves, and what we're starting to do is I'm compiling a bunch of like networking stuff so that everybody who comes in is going to get this package that's got, by the way, mm-hmm. all these mm-hmm. are people that mm-hmm. are part of our community here, mm-hmm. and we support them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what's fun is when I approach them and tell them, hey, I want to do this for you, they're really receptive about it. It's like, well, what can I do for you? Because I don't ask them for anything when I say, hey, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
And we've been getting a lot of real, you know, then you got people that are willing to do something back because you did something and you didn't ask for anything in return.
Yeah, reciprocity.
And that's a real easy thing because, look, I got a guy that owns a flooring company. I got somebody that owns a hotel. I've got somebody I got attorneys. I've got, you know, I mean, just, you know, across the board. And so it's a service for the students, and then you're building your community that way so everybody's tight-knit and gets pulled in.
Yep. What we have going on in Florida, we had two things until I got too busy to deal with the second one. But the first one we still do is we have a new student enrollment welcome package, right? And the welcome package is a big envelope stuffed with the stuff you're talking about. So all the small business owners that are students in the schools, like we have a lawn service and pool service, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
They have like some kind of a coupon or some kind of an offer in there, you know, for some kind of a discount or something. And we just give that to all the new enrollees, right? The second thing that we did was a group like this.
That's what I've been trying to do.
So we had like our own little mastermind group. And now the cost was pretty high because I had to direct mail them to get them to show up in a room. So it cost me a lot of money to get them to show up, right? But basically it was kind of like a little miniature chamber of commerce thing that was actually productive for the participants, you know?
That's a neat idea.
So we had all of them get together. Like, you could do it at the school to save some money, but, you know, we'd rent a room like this and, you know, have, you know, 30 or 40 of them show up in a hotel room and in a meeting room. And mostly it was
school. Locally, we could just do it in our school.
Yeah, you could just do it in the school. Yeah. Have them all show up on a Saturday or something like that, do a little business mastermind thing where, you know, we do this kind of thing. You know, like, how is it that we're marketing our businesses? How can we work together to market our business? You know, a lot of fundamental direct response stuff that, you know, most of these guys don't really get yet. You know, a lot of that stuff. You know. And we had done probably a dozen meetings before I got too busy to deal with it anymore. You know. Yeah, I mean, it's a service, you know, and it keeps them solid. And, you know, they bring other business owners into the fold.
Well, it makes it more painful to leave because then you're leaving that community.
Yeah.
Everything that you can do to make it more painful to leave is better.
The website used to be smallbusinessmastermind.com or something like that. What was the website? Wait a minute. Marketingmastermind.com. Marketing-master-mind.com used to be the website I had for it. And it probably should be down by now. I don't think I've renewed the URL or anything like that. But that was it. And see, I kind of went a little crazy with it. So I had like that core of the parents in the school. And then I wanted to expand the sphere of influence. So I went and got the cold list of all the businesses in a 3-mile radius and direct mailed to them and had some guys from India go mine their email addresses and stuff like that. And
like
did a big email campaign.
Kind of
yeah, what's that?
Like kind of like a BNI kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. But, it, you know, again, I had some momentum too. I had, you know, we probably had 45 people in the room, you know, at one of the, you know, the last couple of meetings. But then, you know, I just literally got too busy to deal with it, you know. But that's a lot more work than probably any of us really want to do, you know. But if you get them together once a month, you know, and they all chat with each other and say, hey, you know, I'm a small business owner. I run a dry cleaner, and this is our best customer acquisition method. You know, who else can use it? That sort of stuff.
Well, you get to the point where you have a little meeting fees.
Yeah, it's difficult, but yeah, it takes a lot of money to get people to show up. You'll never underestimate how difficult it is to get somebody to pay attention. You know, just to get, you know, our 200 people to this thing was, you know, five big direct mail package drops, 7 postcard drops. I can't tell you how many emails.
And
you probably only got, you know, I had 12 mail packages set up. I had the trash can mailer. I had a bunch of. I had
the blue one. The trash can.
Yeah. We can get those into the mail now for $1.40. It's amazing.
Those things rock.
That's amazing. You can't put much in them, but you can get them in the mail now for $1.40. Okay, so does that make sense? So the menu thing.
That sucked.
The menu thing was a big aha, right? So that was one. Number two was, we talked about it a little bit, and since we're going to hear that connection, Robert Blum had the phys ed for home schoolers.com. That was like his big contribution to the, so was the menu, by the way. That was one of his big contributions to the inner circle meeting. And basically what it is a lead generation website that is targeted for homeschoolers in his area, right? So he's geo-targeting by pay-per-click. And you got to be pretty sophisticated to be able to manage all these tools, right? But here's the big aha behind this tool, right? This is sort of like the micro. The macro is most martial arts schools have one website, right? They have like their school website. And unfortunately, most of them aren't very functional, right? Mostly they're like a big online brochure rather than a sales tool, right? So big aha number one is you need to convert this into a sales tool using those tools we talked about yesterday, right? Land them on a landing page, sort them out, have them opt in, then they go to the sales page where they can actually set up their appointment, and you can collect mailing information by bribing them by sending them something, right? But then what you start thinking about is, you know, we talk about the Parthenon all the time, right? And you've got all these pillars, you know, holding up your roof. And each one of these pillars should be a different marketing activity that leads to, you know, lead generation or student generation. So most people think about it like, okay, here's internet, here's direct mail, here's community involvement, right, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then what you have to do is expand this one. And here's just your internet Parthenon. So pillar number one is my lead gen site for the school, right? This thing. Then pillar number two could be my, you know, homeschool website, right? Pillar number three could be my birthday party website. Right? Because parents often go to the internet to find out where they're going to have their kids' next birthday party, right? So why wouldn't they be able to find our website? You know, a special website that promotes our birthday parties. Other people haven't.
I got this from Sasha.
Yeah.
The day I heard
real
it.
Real sharp.
The day I heard it. FresnoBirthdayParties.com. I went out and bought LongmontBirthdayParties.com. Within a week, I had three leads.
Yep.
All I did was redirect it to my site. We took off the header. And so the headline was, you know, I'd have the, you know, a hassle-free birthday party. And I actually had a woman who came in, and I put the camera on her. I got the testimonial on the side.
Yeah.
Threw the offer on there. And, I mean, it's still not tweaked. I need a better one. But, I mean, I'm doing longmontsummercamps.com.
See, that. See, just, yeah.
You know, I mean,
summer camps, exactly. Now, this one is starting to get... There's starting to be some relatively sophisticated marketers moving into this segment, the summer camp segment. But most of them are doing it on a national basis, not a geo-targeted basis. So mostly, let me put it this way. What I'm going to teach you about internet marketing in the next 12 months is going to put you ahead of most any other business owner, not just martial arts school owner, most any other business owner in your community anyway, right? Because the stuff that I'm talking about, the stuff that we're talking about is the stuff that Derek Gell and Yannick Silver and the guys that are the best on the internet are doing, you know, not just in this little teeny little martial arts niche, right? So yeah, summer camps, birthdays, homeschool, these generation. What other things could we do, you know, Parthenon, URL Parthenons that we could do for, what other things do we do in our schools that we could generate and drive leads for? What about... you know, anti-abduction. How about, child safety. Child ID /safety. What else is our, what are our other USPs that we could build part, you know, automated marketing?
Well, we got
bullying. What is it? Bullying. Yeah.
You haven't even touched the adult market up there. On
right.
That, yeah, well, yeah. Well, there you go. There you go. Self-defense, obviously, right? So what I'm saying is this. Number one, let's go fix your school website so that it's a lead generation machine. Number two, by the way, before you get into this, it is useful to know whether there's any traffic in that area, right? It's useful to know if anybody's actually searching for a birthday party. I guarantee there are. But it's useful to know that. So you Google it yourself, and you see who's buying pay-per-click over on the side. And then you can go to spyfoo.com, which is free. I'm giving you the free version.
Spyfoo.
Like kung fu?
Spyfoo.
Spyfoo.com. And you can put in their URL, and you can tell it'll tell you how much they're paying for their pay-per-click, how many clicks they get a day, what their max budget is, min budget, and average budget. Strong, isn't it?
That's sweet.
It's called a web scraping tool.
Yeah.
It scrapes all it scrapes data from the from Google pay-per-click. Now this is way advanced, right? This is way more. If you don't have this fixed yet, do that. Don't worry about any of this crap, right? But if you're going to work with Elsa, tell her you want to do all this stuff because she'll do it for you. You know, she ain't cheap. But she's real good.
She's real good and she's fast.
She's real good.
What's ain't cheap
mean? What's that?
What's ain't cheap mean?
Well, I don't know. But I mean, okay. You know, it's but I mean it's not you're paying some kid a couple hundred bucks to put a webpage for.
Would leave no Thursday.
But she
it's
does
just
all
gonna
the
get more expensive.
Stuff
that's
for
right.
You every month and every
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a whole package that she does.
Yeah. And the more advanced you want her to get,
the more of us that go to her, the more expensive she's gonna get. So
well yeah, and well that's probably right. Well time
so
as time goes by. As time
yeah,
goes by.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
You said 120.
Was it? Well, it depends on. I mean, she's doing like your. Is she doing like your AdWords campaign or something like that?
She's doing my prospecting site with all my squeeze pages.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
All the search engine optimization.
Yeah.
And she's doing this.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
If I got something out, I've got an event. She
yeah.
Does all that. But then she goes through every month and she does all the optimization.
Yeah.
And she's checking to make sure that
yeah.
I'm coming up at the top all the time.
Yeah. Exactly.
She does it for me. I don't have to worry about it. I want to change. I just go, Elsa. This is what I need.
Yeah.
She's done.
Yeah. Exactly. And the big thing with her, by the way, is you know. After all, we spent a fortune getting her where she's at right now, right? By sending her to like Yannick and all these guys. And plus, I work with her every week. Every week we have a conference on Tuesdays, and we're talking about what's new, what's working, what's you know.
Can
all
you
that
just tap into that with you on Tuesdays?
It's some high level stuff. Let me tell you, it's good stuff.
It's insane. It's almost like
okay.
Yeah, I think it is easier just to pay him to do it.
Let me tell you, it's faster.
You know, like Ron said,
it's faster. It's
like,
faster.
That's not our expertise.
It's faster. Yeah, but this is what you do need to get. You do need to get the big picture of, you know, where is their traffic out? Okay, in my mind, it's okay. Where's the herd? You know, that's what you're always thinking. You're online. You're thinking, where's the herd? What are they searching for? What are they looking for? What, you know, what? Where can I go get in front of the salmon? You know, where are they at? Where are they running? You know,
be
the bear.
This is no different than Amway's whole setup.
You know, all the different product. You mean?
Well, they're distributors. How they. Got one guy at the top, and then they got one guy who's got 10 people under him, mm-hmm. and then another guy who's got 10, and each one of those people have 10 people under them. So even if we went to, like, let's say the birthday parties, mm-hmm. we could stick 10 different generators underneath that birthday party, and we could just keep expanding out each
yeah.
one of these legs.
Yeah.
To where
yeah,
if something
I mean, that's
does
right.
fail, you know, you've got five different levels on each level.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, birthday parties is a good example. I mean,
okay, Fibonacci.
Like, what would be the tiers? It would be like,
that's the name. Madoff, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Social Security is a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, well, it's the reverse, right? Because it's today's paying for now.
It's a direct
Ponzi scheme. Oh, whack.
Yeah, it's a direct deposit. Everybody deposits to my account, so. They just found another $1 billion of his assets this year.
Well, good. So does this all make sense? So the Phys Ed for Homeschoolers thing was kind of like the big breakthrough, but the big overarching, you know, 40,000 foot in the air perspective on the deal is, you know, this isn't any different than, I don't know, what else is next? I mean, you know,
just for the kids.
Longwood
kids
birthday parties, or, you know, Florida birthday
long
parties,
long
or long
something one long. So it just it comes up like all the time.
But you could advertise in Fort Collins. You could have, you know, these are all the
well,
lines out,
yeah.
out.
Well, when
suburbs,
I put those in the keywords,
buy them
all. The tags,
just folder, buy
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere.
I put it in the like you said, I put it in the H. I'm talking about the URL title. uh-huh. it is, it comes up in that. So with that geo-searching, it just goes.
Exactly.
But even if you lock his website, Nihilbot, for the parts, yeah. and they just yeah. generate it straight to your long mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got it right now. So, like I'm on a copy.
Okay. So is that making sense?
Okay, good.
So this is pretty strong, right? So between this and the... I guess I needed to get the $80 pad.
Yeah. How many sheets are in this pad? You know what we should do? We should flip it over and write it in the bag.
We
can't do it for the wall.
Anyway, you get the idea. So is that useful?
Yeah.
So I mean now you know, again, be careful to not go back to the school and instead of doing the graduation party thing next week, you start getting bogged down and learning how to do HTML code, right? I mean, you know. But what it is you do a couple of these parties. You do a couple of these parties, you generate 5 or 6 extra enrollments next month, and I'll pay $200 down or $300 down. It gives you an extra $1,000 to go think about this stuff. You take the $1,000, you go to Elson and say, hey, listen, you know, what would it take to build me, you know, BoulderBirthdayParties.com, you know, and here's some sample sites I want you to go model, and, you know, that sort of deal, right?
Yeah, she's really good, too, because we went on to talk about, like, keywords and stuff. And
yeah,
all the
she
things.
Knows
and
it.
She went out, and she went out and said, all right, these are the things to buy up, and she went out and actually bought them up for me and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bought all my local yeah. stuff. Nobody else can get any of the good stuff in
yeah,
my area.
She gets it. Yeah, yeah, she gets it. So keep in mind, by the way, if you do talk to her, it's She's on the NAPMA team now, so she's got special pricing for NAPMA members and all that stuff. So, you know, she's got two different websites, one for non us and one for us. So just let her know you're one of us, and she'll take care of you. Okay, those were the two of the big ahas. The other one were these video squeeze pages, right? And well, let me back up a half a step. At Mile High Karate and not so much in Atma. Yeah, in Atma too. But at Mile High Karate, we're seeing, of course, the lead generation market shifting, right? We're seeing much lower response rates on mass media. Newspaper, magazine, television, radio, right? So mostly we're moving most of the money, if not all of it, in the individual units, in the individual schools. We're moving most of the marketing money out of media, out of the newspaper, out of Penny Save, you know, out of that media, and moving it into follow-up, right? So one of the big... We talked about it yesterday, but just to make sure everybody got it. Where we're moving that money is from the broadcast media to immediately follow-up with human beings on the phone, right? our big aha was getting the telemarketers on them right away, you know? Even while they're on the website, you know? So all of our direct mail and stuff like that is driving to the website for some sort of an offer, some sort of a bribe, right? A free CD, free DVD, free report, free whatever, right? Whatever it is you want to give them. And, you know, we're basically bribing them to get the phone number first, and we're making sure we have a human being, you know, somewhere that they can call them right away, right? So that's kind of the shifting in that market. So a lot of the, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, NAPMA stuff that was real effective, you know, like you have a 3-inch in column ad and you put it in the newspaper and it generates 10 enrollments. Those days are mostly gone, right? Now, they may return and we'll be there when they do, right? But mostly they're not there anymore. So we've been spending, you know, more time even than normal working on this pipeline, right? So almost all of our lead generation techniques, our lead generation systems right now, I forgot to use that. Are either community involvement, schools, you know, referral, / I don't know, I guess grassroots efforts, right? So we're counting on high leverage, go get in front of 50 people stuff right now. That's mostly what's working the best, right? And I mean by a long way.
Fortunately. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I feel good about that.
Fortunately, it's the cheapest thing you can do. Right? It's a hell of a lot cheaper than buying 800, you know, an ad for $800 in the newspaper. Right? So.
And I know these print ones are asking for longer and longer commitments out of you.
Who are?
The print.
Like, well, because they're going, yeah.
Yeah, they're asking for like 6-12 month commitments now instead of 3.
Yeah, they're getting desperate. Yeah, it's a dying media. You know, with internet and with on-demand television, and very soon Google Television.
You can order Domino's on my TiVo. And
that's crazy, like, right? Yeah. You know, so I mean, it's just a moving media. The media is moving around, and you know, like you were saying yesterday, the television and the personal computer will be one device before long, and you know.
I even got a sales call from Domino's the other day.
Really?
Voice broadcast of what their
specials
were, because that's what we
got. That's smart.
I was like, this is a damn good
idea. It's irritating.
Everything. I'm like,
I was like, okay, I stayed on the phone and listened, you know, to what they were doing.
I'll tell you the technique, by the way. You guys want to know the technique using on voice broadcast? And we haven't been very good at this with NAPMA at all, because we have a really messy database right now, phone numbers. So when I do a voice broadcast, I really honestly don't know who's going to get it, to tell you the truth. I know all the members will, and I know all the prospects will, but I don't know who else is going to. I mean, like, it's going all over the place. But I'll tell you the big technique-y thing is you want to make them cute, right? You want to make them real memorable. And like Glazier's deal was he did the
Schwarzenegger. He did
the Schwarzenegger impersonator and the President Clinton impersonator and all this stuff. And the Clinton was, he was in the menswear business, right? So the Clinton one was like a Clinton voice actor guy who did the voice broadcast, and basically the voice broadcast was something like this, you know, like, hi, this is not the president, but the president of Gage's Menswear wanted me to tell you, you know, all that stuff. And it was humorous, too, because at the end of the voice broadcast, he said, you know, you should have received the postcard in the mail. Okay, it's a good point. The most effective way to use voice broadcasting is as a follow-up to remind them that you mailed them something, right? So it's like as a second step in the sequence. So you mail them a postcard or you mail them a long-form letter, then approximately the day that the letter should get there, the voice broadcast hit, reminding them to go look at the letter, right? That's the most effective way to use voice broadcasting. Now to go back to the Clinton example, at the end of the Clinton example, he says, you know, something like, you know, you should have the postcard I sent you a couple of days ago that has a 20% off discount for this, and this. But don't worry, if you can't find the postcard, come into Gage's Menswear anyway and tell our desk representative the keyword Bubba. And she'll give you the 20% off anyway, right? So it's like humorous and it's memorable, and you know, and he said they had people coming into the store, and the husband said, my wife got this message at 2:00 in the afternoon, and she saved it on the message machine, and she said, hey Bob, you got to listen to this, right? And played it for him, and you know, the whole thing, right? So that's clever, right? That's clever, right? So you find a, you know, a Bush impersonator or a, you know.
And it doesn't stop them coming in.
A Mulroney impersonator or, you know, whatever.
It doesn't stop them coming in because they don't have a coupon, which is what I,
yeah.
Which is
yeah.
what happens to me when I get a coupon for someplace.
So, damn, I forgot.
When I don't have it, I can't go in.
Exactly. Good. So you get the idea, right? So a lot of that money and resources now are focusing on these. Unfortunately, they're a little higher labor activities, but they're much more productive, right? And then once the lead comes in, pipeline, we're on them forever, right? And to be honest with you, the first, you know, couple of weeks are the most important, right? It's when they're the hottest, and there's a lot of phone call steps in there, you know, a lot of steps where we can want to help. Does that make sense? So let's see. What was the other breakthrough I wanted to mention?
You mentioned video squeeze pages, and we went through
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah, but. Yeah. And here's what it is. And it's what we talked about yesterday. But the old methodology, old meaning like 2 months ago, right? The old methodology on these squeeze pages was, you know, big headline, big promise, big offer, big bribe. To get the email address, to get first name, last name, email. And
the phone.
At the time, we couldn't get phone numbers very effectively. Adding the video component to the page seems to create that personal relationship more, and we're getting a much higher percentage of phone numbers than we ever did before. So now all of our squeeze pages are getting first name, last name, email, phone. And we're getting a pretty good compliance rate. Now, don't get me wrong, every now and then somebody puts in 555555, yeah, you know. But what are you gonna do? I knew it was gonna happen anyway, you know? But anyway, that was the big aha behind that. Yeah. Well, what happens is you see one of those go through and you go, that doesn't work. Smack you around. Okay. Now, this one's a little different. This one's like a whole different tangent on things. This is something new. And, in fact, it's so new that I can't even tell you numbers. Well, I can tell you one number. But
it worked once, right?
As I'm sure you can. No, actually, it's a completely different, a whole different paradigm here. as you can tell, we've been busy. Right? NAPMA's been pretty busy. We've got a lot of stuff coming. A lot of stuff coming that are going to be very exciting, right? For individual schools, multi-school owners, and associations, big organizations, right? So one of the new pillars that we're building into the business is an affiliate pillar. So you actually would have the, and we're only going to extend this initially, especially to the Inner Circle Peak Performance members. But if you're a member of an association or you have a group of martial arts school owners that you affiliate with, you can become actually an NATMA affiliate, right? Where you can enroll them in NATMA and you get a commission, right? Based on what level they're at. And
I talked to Brad at the meeting, so
I
want my cut off.
You got
him
there?
Yeah,
you
I
got
want my cut off his.
Okay. So we're building in these multiple tiers. And like I said, it's so new right now that I can't even tell you numbers. I've got maybe half the infrastructure built right now. I don't have all of it. But what we're really looking for is, let's say I'm a member of, Tungshido Mudokwan Federation, right? And I know those guys real well. And I know how backwards they are about business in many cases, right? Now, there's a bunch of sharp guys in there too, right? But in many cases, they're a little wacky. And so let's say, for example, I were a ranking, like a high-ranking member of the thing, or I had some influence, or whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm some member of that, and I start to get some traffic, right? Well, one of the things that we can do is co-branding the NAPMA stuff. So we could do, let's say we could figure out how to move 100 of these guys into the association, right? We could figure out how to move 100 of these TSD, MDK guys. Into NAPMA. I mean, I don't know if 100 is the right number, but it sounds like the right number to me. We could generate a kit that's co-branded with Tongshido Mudokwan, people in their uniforms, people with their gear on, right? So all the ad material that we give them look like they're people, right? So instead of the black belt, it has the midnight blue belt on. And instead of the uniform, it has the uniform with the the collar, that type of thing, right? So that's just something you should think about. It's totally like in the formation stages right now, and we'll never launch that probably down to the basic member level. It'll probably only be like an USM thing. It'll probably be like an Inner Circle Peak Performer thing. But something you should think about, right? So if you're part of it, is anybody part of kind of a bigger association like that? Or yeah, a little? Okay. So I mean, really, it's just an opportunity to kind of like do like one hand washes the other thing, and make it really like useful for everybody. And then at the higher levels, there may be a co-branding opportunity that we could get the art guys to go acquire a bunch of photos. Like I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, but while we had one of the sessions going on, we had about 60 Maha Karate students out in the hallway doing photos with Adam Boster, right? So we took all sorts of action shots and photos and stuff like that and, all those sorts of things. So all the Maha Karate stuff, we needed to update all the artwork for them, right? So what we'd been doing up to this point is Photoshop, and we have some really good guys on Photoshop. I have this Korean art lady that works for us, Yoo Lee Ham, right? That's her name, right? She's so funny. She's hysterical. I love talking to her on the telephone because it's just like comedy. It's absolute comedy, right?
It's comedy.
Absolute comedy. Yeah, no. It's absolute comedy. But But almost all the stuff we've done for My High Karate up to this point, we've taken like regular stock photos and like, you know, photoshopped the uniform blue, the top blue, and the pants black, and the, you know, all that stuff. So now we've solved, you know, we've solved that. So you get the idea, right? So basically, this is one of those deals where, you know, NATMA has, you know, we will, and it's probably maybe a 3-month ramp up time on this thing, but relatively soon we'll have a program where we can be in business together, you know, where we can go out and you know, find schools either in your area or within your sphere of influence, so in your association.
This is the non-franchise model.
This is the this is the affiliate program.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. I mean, you know, I mean. It's,
yeah. This is the affiliate. You know, this is how we can go. Yeah. This is how we can go penetrate, you know, the market deeper.
They've done that in the auto industry for years.
Oh yeah, lots of industries.
You
know,
and NASA Auto Parts is real big on it. Just, you know, they'll advertise your business if you use their product.
Yeah.
You know, right. So it's just co-branding.
Yeah. Same idea. And really, it's a win-win, right? Because here's the deal. You know. The bigger the association gets, the better it is for everybody, because we have more resources to throw at more problems, more products, more systems, right? More tools. Right now, we're a little constrained on, well, we're always going to be constrained, but right now, you know, we have to really, you know, it's just like any business. You have to pick the projects that you're going to work on, you know, based on cash flow, based on, you know, everything, right? So the more stable the base is, just like your schools, the more stable the base is, the better the product can be, right? The wider the base is. So this is just something to think about. So if you've got a big herd somewhere of martial arts school owners that you work with, deal with, have affiliations with, whatever, shoot me an email over the next few weeks, and I'll show you how this thing works. Again, it's really in the formative stages right now. I've got the affiliate module built and everything. What I don't have is all the tools to help you, you know, like sales letters, emails, and stuff like that, to have you send them to your affiliates, so that they would, you know, be able to click your link. And once they click your link, we cookie their machine for 90 days. And if they buy within those 90 days, you automatically get credit for it. You have a little affiliate module that you can log into and see how many people clicked your email, how many clicked through, how many bought, how many are on subscriptions, what your commissions are. All that's built. All that's done. I just don't have the sales material ready for you yet, you know. So as soon as I get that ready, which will probably be, you know, I don't know, I'm gonna go take a couple of days and sit on a beach somewhere. So I ain't gonna do it then. But after that, So great. So why don't we take a quick 5-minute break, and we'll come back and we have Mr. Oliver with us for the day. Let's do that.